I'm talking now with Jordan Redig, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Hello.
Hi.
And the first question, who are your parents and where are they employed?
My parents are Jeff and Melissa Redig, and my dad is an insurance auditor, and my mom is employed by Glazer Law Office in Gibbon.
Okay, where does your dad work? Have you been going to GFW school system your whole life?
Yes. I started when I was three.
Three? I mean, like preschool?
Yep.
Head start?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So are you nervous at all about leaving the place you've known, you know, school system you've known your whole life?
I'm not necessarily nervous. I'll miss it, but I'm ready to move on.
So what are your plans for after high school?
I plan to go to the University of Wisconsin in Eau Claire, and I hope to study business there.
So you want to study business. When you were a little girl, like, say, first or second grade, what did you want to do at that point?
I wanted to be a teacher because I really looked up to all my teachers back then.
So at some point you made the transition from wanting to be a teacher to wanting to go into business. Business of all the possible things you could have gone into?
Well, as I started taking harder classes in high school, math really got me and I really enjoy math. So I hope to get into the business, communications, management, stuff like that.
Are you more comfortable in classes like math or science where there are definite answers, or are you okay with classes like art or English where there's a bit more room for interpretation?
I definitely prefer math and science like that. I like the definite answers.
So you say science. Which of the sciences interest you most?
Right now I'm taking AP Biology, and I really like that class. It's very interesting, down to the details.
Is there anyone in your life, like a teacher or a relative, who's maybe pointed you in this direction, who's been a good influence for you?
My dad is definitely big in the business field, and he also really likes math, and he's really good at it. So I think being around that my whole life really got me interested in it, too.
So being an insurance auditor, does he tell you stories about what his job is about, and you're intrigued by it?
Yeah, he tells me lots of stories and how he also gets to interact with people, and I like that aspect of it, too. All just on the computer.
Has he ever taken you out on jobs with him?
No, he hasn't.
Have you done any job shadowing?
I have. I job shadowed back in ninth grade when I wanted to be a pharmacist, so didn't really see the business part of that. I also job shadowed over in Fairfax. My grandma is the Business First Central Region Co-op. So I got to see what she all does for that. That was very interesting.
Business is kind of a broad field. Where do you see yourself? Where would you like to be, like, say, 10 or 20 years from now?
Business is such a broad category, and I don't know all the aspects of it. So as I get out of high school, I want to explore the different areas of business and then see which one is my favorite from there.
Eventually, would you like to settle in a, like, say, the place like the Twin Cities, or do you see yourself more in a rural setting?
I would definitely prefer a rural setting, not in the cities.
You just like the lifestyle better?
Right.
Okay, now say it's 10 years from now, and you're at your high school reunion, and you're looking back over your high school years, and what do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories that will jump out at you?
The memories I like the most are, like, the basketball games, volleyball games, softball, all the sports, and all my teammates that I've got to play with throughout the years. They have left an impact on me, and those are the fun memories.
Okay, one last question. You mentioned you'd kind of like a rural setting. You like that, and you like the smaller school. If you were talking with a senior at one of the big schools in the Twin Cities where they have 500 in their graduating class, how would you try to explain to them the foreign culture of living in a small town?
I would say how it's so nice to know, like, everyone you're working with. You know all your classmates and everyone around you. You build relationships that last long, and you always have those connections back to your home.
Talking with Jordan Redig, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Thank you.
Thank you.